There's a gigantic bully named Jack at our school, Pancake Middle School, who picked on tiny and helpless victims. But the person he liked to bully the most, guess who? Yeah, it was me. During math class, he was sitting next to me and kept poking my back, even though I repeatedly told him to stop. Also, at lunch, I was eating my sandwich, mind my own business, and then out of nowhere, he snatches my sandwich and hurls it towards the trash can. At homeroom, he stuck his foot out where I was walking, and I tumbled over, and all my books and folders I was carrying splattered all over the floor. I thought I would be safe in computer class, but he found a way to make it terrible by shutting down my computer during free time, and by the time I could turn it on back on, free time was over. After last period ended, I scavenged all the things out of my locker and bolted through the cluster of students and into the bus so I could avoid Jack. When I entered school the next day, I thought of a way to stop Jack from bullying me. There was a guidance counselor, which is where I went to before school started, so I could talk to her about Jack bullying me. So she decided that the three of us talk about it after school. When she started to ask Jack why he was bullying me, Jack exploded into tears and started blubbering nonsense that most of it I couldn't understand. But I heard a part of how his brother was in the hospital for a long time after a bus accident. And for once, I felt bad about Jack, because I guess he just wanted someone to play with since his brother was in no condition to do. The guidance counselor let us leave, but I was still not satisfied with the results of that conference, so I thought of something else to do. It was Saturday, and I walked up to Jack's doorstep to press the doorbell. After the doorbell finished ringing, Jack answered the door and asked what I wanted. I told him I just wanted to hang out and play. He slammed the door, and I thought he didn't want to see me after the conference yesterday, so I walked away slowly. But then Jack came out with two baseball gloves, a baseball, and an enormous smile on his face like he had just won the lottery. We proceeded to play catch and play with other things in his garage until my mom called me to come back home. All the worries of Jack being mean to me are gone, and now that he is my friend, I know that bullies have softer sides and only want them to be heard.